So this is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for Monday, February 4th, 2013. It's 7:48 p.m. Central Time, 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:48 p.m. Pacific Time. Teresa, can you call the roll for us, please?
I'm sorry. I was not aware you expected me to call the roll.
Oh, sorry. Or I'll tell you what, I can call the roll, and Tracy, I believe, is going to be our temporary secretary. Teresa Allen?
Well, if I'm playing secretary, I think I can call the roll. I mean, I think I can do it from memory. If I forget anyone, it's just because I forgot, so I'm sorry.
Sorry for confusion. Thank you.
Okay. Starting on the East Coast, New York. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Okay. Campbell Johnson? Okay, not here. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Lydia Pazon?
Here.
Okay, Tracy Rosenberg here. Esio Angaza? Okay, and Bill Crozier? He was here, he's streaming.
Sorry, it takes me longer to unmute myself when I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
I'm present also.
Okay. So we have a quorum with five people present.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I sent out a draft agenda earlier yesterday, I believe. I'll just read it briefly for anybody on the stream or listening to the archives. Call to order, which we just did. Roll call, we just did that. Approve agenda is next. Number four, correct and approve the January 7th committee minutes. Five, agenda and logistics for in-person PNB meeting in New York City, February 22nd through 25th. Number six, new business. Seven, review action items. Eight, adjourn. I don't know of any new business, but anybody have any changes for the agenda?
Did you send it out before, Bill? I'm sorry. Did you send it? I found my
call. I sent it out last night, I believe. I'll forward it to you while we're talking. Did everybody else get it?
I've seen it. I'll find it. Hold on. Thank you.
I sent it at 7:39 p.m. your time.
Yeah, I found it. Thank you.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
That was yesterday.
I'm fine.
Okay. Any changes to the agenda?
No.
Do you hear a motion to accept the agenda as read and as emailed?
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, then the agenda is adopted. Okay, thank you. Next, correct and approve the January 7th committee minutes. Campbell sent them out for us last month, and then he sent them out again just a little while ago. They looked like the same version to me. I had a few minor corrections. I don't know if anybody else had any. Did anybody get a chance to look at the ones that he sent out? Just this afternoon.
I'm looking at them right now. I apologize, I didn't get to review them earlier, but
I think you just sent the same version.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the note I sent yesterday with the agenda, the draft agenda, I had three changes. First was on. It stated, Campbell agreed to contact the WPFW chair and secretary regarding the need to notice a director's meeting, and I was suggesting we change that to notice a delegate's meeting to elect directors. Any objections to changing that?
Okay, I mean, is that what you said at the time?
Right, well, they don't... The WPFW wouldn't be noticing a director's meeting. That's a PNB meeting. So.
Yeah.
Oh, are you there, Campbell?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, okay. We're talking, going over the minutes from January 7th.
Right.
So is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Well, but this is Lydia. I mean, I think we can make a note that that's what it should have been, but the minutes are reflecting of what it actually is at the time of the meeting, and then we should say that should have been.
But it's not part of the minute.
Okay. Well, you may be right, Lydia. I don't remember exactly what we said, but okay. But a good point. So we just need to add a note in this meeting that that needs to be clarified. It's kind of a little minor thing anyway. And then the next item was in the motion by Lydia. You want to read that? The motion in the draft minutes was the coordinating committee recommends to the PNB that it set January 31st for a PNB meeting to seat new directors and that this meeting shall be by teleconference. And I think that was the version after we amended it, because later in the minutes it talks about striking the words per the bylaws from there. But those words are not in that motion the way it's stated. So I don't remember exactly where that was supposed to be in the motion.
Well, I recommend that we, I think you're right, but I don't have, I didn't listen to the audio again, so.
Okay. Well, I would like to get these approved tonight if we can, just because we're going to have an entirely new...
Okay, well, I'll abstain because I haven't listened to the audio. Yeah. I don't know exactly how it ended up. Okay.
Do you think you could check that, Campbell, and just send it back out with...
Okay.
I'm abstaining because I wasn't on that meeting, so...
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so we'll... Campbell will add the words per the bylaws wherever they're supposed to go in that motion, in the original version. And then the final thing was just a little typo, just minor. In the last paragraph above the next coordinating committee meeting date, seating has an H in it. So we need to delete the H.
What was that, Bill?
In the last paragraph about the next coordinating committee meeting date, the word seating has an H in it. They need to delete the H.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little minor typo. But thank you for getting those out to us so promptly last month. Is there any other...
Pardon?
Yeah, thank you for getting them out so promptly last month. Are there any other changes to the minutes from January 7th? Okay. So, if you don't mind just sending those out again with the corrections, I'd appreciate it, Campbell.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is the agenda and logistics for the in-person PME meeting in New York City, February 22nd through 25th. Alex did tell me he could probably join us here in about 5 minutes or so to answer questions about that, since he's sort of coordinating that now. But if anybody else wants to start out, go ahead.
Well, this is Lydia.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
I think that we should limit it to what the public needs to know. The internal, you know, rooms and all of that should be on email to all concerned.
Sure.
Okay, so that should be very brief. I mean, I assume that would just be announcing the, the station to do or whatever that everyone's invited to on whatever night that is.
Well, that was one of the questions. I don't know even when that's going to be.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but I think it should just be limited to that and the place. I don't see the other stuff would just be board specific that is not necessarily for public consumption.
Okay. Well, he felt it wouldn't take long either to answer. I don't know what questions anybody else might have, though, but you're right.
I was just saying we should not use this opportunity to find out who we're, sharing a room with and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's not this long.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, Nia's from New York, too. Do you know anything else about the... Can we even say where the meeting's going to be? Is that official yet?
It's at the Bakeman.
Oh,
that's right. Or Summer or Nia. Go ahead.
When I did this, first of all, I said very clearly it was the Bakeman. When I first took it over, when I wasn't getting any response from Summer, that's why I gave it up. That's why, so I've already said it on the stream.
Okay. Well, I thought we were supposed to make it public till the contract was signed, but okay. Sorry.
If the contract's been signed, it was signed last week. It is the Bakeman. Thank you, Nia. Basically the way she explained the rooms is they are two separate rooms to a suite. So, when people are doubling up, it's not quite like doubling up in a normal
context where you've got two beds in one room. It's one bed in each room, so it's a little more private than some of those other situations. And the meeting room is there at the hotel. We arranged to have the breakfast at the restaurant. It's quite expensive. That needs to factor into the evening plans. You know, we're going to try and do, we may even want to do lunch off-site. We're still dealing with the menu issues. But we're thinking, too, of the dinners probably need to be, you know, where we allow people to go out, and it's New York City, and go eat dinner. So it's the menus are the last things to be adjusted and dealt with. But we've said yes to breakfast because that's a good deal. So.
Okay. Well, if it'll save money to have meals, like some of the evening meals elsewhere, is that the reason why you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. It's quite expensive. That's part of how they make their money. So what Alex was suggesting is, like, okay, so the breakfast in the restaurant, because that's a good deal, the coffee service, of course. We may have to do some of our lunches there, but except for the reception evening, you know, the radio station doesn't have any place to hold a reception. We kind of brought that up when New York was first put forward, right? So we had discussed just doing it there, but he'd like to show Bob Sass's film, and I talked to Bob about that when I was in New York. So, but we think the other two nights, definitely, probably, people would really probably enjoy looking at New York for people who aren't from there. But B, it'll definitely be less expensive to give people money to go out to dinner, but probably that we're going to lose them for the evening. So I think we should take this into account in scheduling the meeting schedule. Since I think we all know it's kind of hard to get people back for the evening sessions when they go off site for dinner. So maybe I was suggesting maybe we have lunch a little bit later, so that people aren't starving, and have the afternoon session go a little bit later, and then when we break for the evening. You know, like at, you know, somewhere between 6:30 and 7 p.m. or something. So that's my thought on that.
Okay, well, before we go on to other things, maybe we can get that settled. Is that agreeable to everybody else?
This is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Is Alex on the line? I don't know.
He said he would call in around right about now.
With Gina from the Beekman, so that's and I signed the contract last week for the rooms, and they seem very accommodating. It's just food is a bit expensive. So, Alex, he said he could join. I think right around now. He might come on the line any minute. So
yeah, he said about 9 p.m. Eastern. He said he could be on for about 15
minutes.
I thought
he said something different on the call on Friday.
Well, I just
did he suggest something different? He's been working more closely with Gina than I have, so he may have come up with something different on menu planning, okay? So don't take my word as the final authority. Alex is doing more beyond-the-ground work, okay? So if he gave you something more current, Lydia, I'd say that's probably more accurate, all right? But he was definitely concerned about our evening menu costs, and we were discussing off-site dining for that, you know, letting people go off-campus.
Okay, well, let me ask the rest of you what some are suggesting is that we... I guess maybe all evenings or some of the evenings we go until maybe 7 p.m. or something and then break for dinner and not come back. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, one evening as whatever we call our reception, he wanted to show the radio unnameable film because it's getting good critical acclaim, you know, right there in the conference room. He was talking with Gina at the hotel about that and having, you know, hors d'oeuvres, something, some kind of evening meal there. And the other two evenings that people be given per diem to go and, you know, get dinner on their own, go off in groups, whatever, see New York. But that people, you know, frankly, giving somebody $25 for dinner in New York is still going to be less expensive than having the hotel cater it. That's kind of what it comes down to, you know, so.
Okay, so how late all of you think we
should
go?
If we had send them out
for
lunch, that's a different issue because we might lose people at lunchtime too. So I need to talk with Alex again also, you know what I mean, because that will affect scheduling. I have the opinion whenever you send people off-site, they're going to be gone longer. It's inevitable, you know. So.
Okay, well, I'm just asking everybody if we do that, then how late do you want to go? Because we need to know that for scheduling the agenda. Do you want to go till 7 o'clock or when do you think we should break?
Can we wait till Alex gets on the line? Otherwise, this may be a circular motion and just get into the issue.
This is Alex. I just got on the line.
Thank God.
Hi, Alex.
We were discussing the menus and what you and I have discussed about letting people go off-site for dinner because it's expensive at the hotel. But I know you've been talking with Gina Moore. I don't know if you've come to some conclusions about what lunch should look like. But anyway, because trying to figure out the schedule.
Or the reception, yeah.
Or the reception with Bob's film and stuff, you know.
Right, and we don't need to know the little details we can tell each other about by email, sharing rooms and all that stuff. We can handle that by email, but if fill us in on anything relevant to the how we schedule the meetings and the agenda, what times we're going to be going for, things like that.
Well, the lunch option is still up in the air. The catered lunches are much too expensive. They start at $45 a person, so we can't do that. There might be an option to have less expensive hors d'oeuvres instead for lunch. I'm going to be discussing that with the coordinator at the hotel tomorrow afternoon. If that doesn't look viable, then I think we're going to have no choice but to just have people go out for lunch. Dinner will definitely be an out-of-hotel experience with the possible exception of the reception. And I'm still exploring what we can do for the reception as far as food. The reception is going to be Friday night, by the way.
Friday. Okay, good. You know what I'm thinking, folks, Alex and Bill and everybody? I'm just trying to keep it simple. I think we may want to. The breakfast is a very good deal. And I think maybe we just want to let people have $50 per day per diem for breakfast and lunch together because New York is a more expensive city, and figure out the scheduling to allow people to have enough time to go get lunch and come back, and in the evening go a little later but break early enough for people to go get dinner. Because it sounds like, Alex, no matter what you do at the hotel, except for the reception night, because we're going to want people to stay and watch the film, hopefully, that maybe we'll
be able to do. Well, even if we have hors d'oeuvres, it's not going to be a full dinner, so people
right,
might still want to.
Right, but they're still going to want to leave and go have dinner afterwards. So.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd like to have something just for the occasion, but it's probably going to be anything we can afford will be something very modest. The problem is we can't just bring food into the hotel. It's a unionized hotel, and they have pretty strict rules about that.
This is Lydia. So these are like not the agenda specific items. So I ask that we that if you and Alex can work this out and let the board know by email, the agenda issues is just the time frame.
Yeah,
so
let me ask, how long do we need for lunch, Alex? Are there plenty of restaurants close by that can serve people pretty quickly?
Well, there. If you walk up a block, I forget that. I think a block from there is First Avenue. There's a number of restaurants like a block or two away.
So how long do we need for lunch? That's the main question. Hour and a half?
I would say like an hour and 15 minutes, probably sufficient.
Okay.
I mean, I was planning for a little over an hour just to give people time to go back and forth.
Plus at lunchtime, there'll be a competition for ordering.
And the reception Friday night, what time is that going to be?
If you really want to make it play it safe, you could do an hour and a half, but I don't think you need quite that much time.
And the reception Friday night, when is it going to be? Or when would we need to stop so we can get there?
I hadn't really worked out the time, but maybe you could give me some suggestions for that.
I don't even know where it's going to be or how long it would take to get there.
We're not going anywhere. The reception's at the hotel.
Oh, I see. Not at the new...
No,
there's no new location, I guess, huh?
There's no place to have anything at the new facility.
The new facilities are spread out in two locations right now. That's what I was saying. The radio station isn't in a position to host a reception, so we have to do it at the meeting. And if we can show a film there, then that gives us something nice to do.
And you might want to think whether the reception should be before or after dinner as well.
We should work that out.
Yeah. You can get back to me and tell me when you want to do it, because we're pretty flexible in that, as far as I know.
Any other questions for Alex?
Bill?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Summer?
Go ahead, Summer.
I would suggest, this is my feeling on this, I think there's going to be a lot of complicated logistics. As long as the hotel is okay with our only booking breakfast and coffee service, I think we should get it over with, give people their $50 per day per diem, make sure that we actually do that so people eat. And I would say that we break for lunch at 1 o'clock so we have a 4-hour time period. Do breakfast between 8 and 9, have the meeting between 9 and 1 so we get a 4-hour morning session, call it back at 2:30, knowing that we might have, you know, a couple strays, you know, but hopefully we actually get back by 2:30. And we go until 7, and that way we would get 4.5 hours. So we get like a full 8 hours of working day, regardless of breaks, that are solid on both sides of, you know, the midday meal, and then break at 7 for dinner. I don't think we're going to get people back for sessions, and I don't think we can go a lot later because people do get cranky after 4 or 5 hours at a meeting. You know, we might break at 7:30, but, you know, I think that's realistic, and let people go for the other two evenings. We got to figure out the reception night. I think we should just calculate in this time for lunch because if it's ridiculously expensive at the hotel, it's not going to get less expensive, and people will be cranky if they don't eat decent food. So I think we should just say, okay, New York situation, per diem. And that would be my suggestion in terms of scheduling, okay, is it would be 9 to 1 and 2:30 to 7, and that would be our day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If somebody has a better idea in terms of utilization, but I think it is really frustrating for people. The only way the evening work session works is when you keep people on site and you eat dinner right there, because when we go off site, it's just really hard to get everybody back, and people are worn out and they need to get sleep. So that's my suggestion. I don't know if it needs to be.
Well, probably you should. I think you should break for dinner after your work day is done.
Exactly, because people need to let go at some point, and I think you can't go beyond a certain point because people get too tired to continue, don't you think?
And anyway, New Yorkers always eat dinner later than other people, so you'll be in good company.
Is $50 $50 still sounds like a lot for just lunch and dinner? Is that, do you really need that to eat in New York?
Well, maybe do 40 a day. I don't know. It kind of depends.
Well,
for dinner,
40 a day would probably be the absolute minimum. That would be like, say, $15 for lunch and $25 for dinner. I wouldn't go any lower than that.
Any kind of transportation anywhere in the evening at all. I mean, I would stick with what we've said before, which is $50 per day per diem, because the only actual difference is that we're providing a $16 breakfast, which is cheap, and the hotel expects us to book some kind of meal there. It is more expensive to eat there. It's not that there aren't cheap neighborhoods, okay, and cheap restaurants, but people aren't going to have time to schlep around to find the cheapest restaurant. I have no idea what that. If it's Midtown, right? I mean,
you can find inexpensive restaurants there. It's not that you can't, but if you want to eat a decent meal, it'll cost you a little more, and you don't want to eat in a fast food place. Let's put it that way.
We want people to tip the waitstaff too.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
So. Do we really want to go into such detail about such things involving, contracts with the hotel and such on an open meeting?
I thought you weren't streaming. I thought you were just recording.
We're both streaming and recording. Good point, Teresa.
Okay. Well, I don't think we've said anything that's absolutely confidential.
Okay. Well, thank you for recording. Thank you.
Okay. One other question. Here's a question for you. There's a coffee service. There's two coffee services. There's a morning one and an afternoon one, and they're paid for separately. I definitely think you're going to need the morning one. Now, the question is, do you think you're going to need the afternoon one?
Yeah.
Let people come back with their own Starbucks and stuff.
I say no, but I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
How about just water in the afternoon?
All right, so we'll just go for the morning coffee service, and people can take care of their own coffee needs in the afternoon.
Yes. Well, then we should definitely get people their per diem, though, okay? Because we're expecting people to get through like 4.5 hours of meeting with a drink or something. It's New York. It's cold. It's winter. So, I mean, that's what I would suggest we do.
I remember, if you can bring back coffee in the afternoon, unless you have a huge service, you're only going to be good for one coffee.
Exactly, and you got hours beyond that, and whatever.
So you may want to consider the afternoon coffee service.
Well, we can work out those details. I think it's whether people have to leave the site to go for lunch. Those things affect schedule for the agenda. That's my proposal, though: 4 hours in the morning, hour and a half lunch break, 4.5 hours in the afternoon. If someone wants to amend it, I'm completely open-minded. I'm just trying to work with how long it seems to have taken people in the past to get back to the meeting when we let them leave the building for a meal. So that's
okay.
My suggestion for scheduling.
Well, while we have Alex, any other questions for him? We can work out the rest of the agenda details without him if we need to. Any other questions for Alex? Or anything else we need to know, Alex?
Well, if I can, it's probably a long shot, but if I can work out some reasonable lunch arrangement, I can let you know. But as I said, it's probably a long shot. I'm not expecting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teresa here. I have one other question.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
So are we assuming that all of the meetings during the day on Friday are an executive session, right?
I was thinking so. That's what we normally do on Friday. I think it's a good idea, and then we can have public on Saturday and Sunday. And Andy and I already talked about it, so he's expected to be there for all day Friday and, you know, Saturday morning if we need to do a little more for executive, depending on what's going on.
This is Lydia.
Well, we haven't really decided yet.
We haven't gotten there.
Yeah.
And I would disagree, but...
Did you want to ask me, by the way, about possible interviews?
Oh, yeah. Do you have an idea what the scheduling is going to be like for ED and CFO
setting aside time for interviews? I can put on my other hat from the committee.
Do we need time for that, or is the committee going to be ready for that?
I expect you will.
Okay.
I can't tell you how much time you'll need, but I expect you will need some time.
So you think you'll have it narrowed down to some finalists for both the ED and CFO positions?
We're working toward that goal.
Okay. Other questions, anybody?
I have a question for the committee. Do you think if we do have a list of finalists selected, do you think the national board will insist on in-person interviews? Because that could get very expensive.
I don't know. I guess we'll talk about that here this evening. I don't know. It's a good point.
I will. This is Lydia, and I will.
Well, my recommendation is you go with phone interviews, but it'll be up to the national board, obviously.
This is Lydia.
That's something you got to figure out before you have the meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Right,
this is Lydia.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lydia.
Hello.
Go ahead.
So it begs the question, on something like that, are we going to have any kind of a meeting before the in-person meeting? I mean, that has to be a board decision. That could be a hefty price tag if it's for both, if several candidates for both.
Yeah, it could be a hefty price tag. It could be talking about like $1,000 a person. You know, it could be like last-minute flight arrangements.
No, I know, but I'm not asking for the discussion to take place right now. Just, you know, are we going to have a board meeting to consider this, since it would require a board vote for something of that magnitude?
I don't think that would require a board vote. It's not that big an item.
I'm asking the committee, the voting committee.
Anybody want to talk about that?
I'm giving my opinion.
Yeah.
This is Somerville.
Okay, good, Summer.
And then Nina.
Okay, I think, Alex, it should depend on how firm your committee is and the search committee that you've actually narrowed it down to the finalists for interviews. You know what I mean? Like how realistic that is. By then, and then obviously we need to block out some time if that's going to happen. I mean, I want to block out some time for some New York-specific stuff in the meeting as well, but maybe it could be communicated to the coordinating committee. Is your committee meeting again in the next couple of weeks? Or
We're meeting this Friday, and we're meeting next Friday, and we've scheduled out a block of time for interviews with the committee, phone interviews with the committee. So hopefully we'll have some conclusion to the process at the very latest, the beginning of the week of the in-person meeting. That doesn't give very much time for making arrangements. I understand that.
So maybe it's not realistic at this. Well, but I see it's because you got the board together. I don't know. It's out of my hands. I'm just.
Yeah, it is.
No, I know, but I'm saying from a practical perspective, though, in terms of, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Lydia, too, about making a decision on how much, I mean, perhaps it's something, well, it seems like it's something that needs to be communicated to the whole board within the next week or two, whether your committee's that far along and have, you know, wants to do that. And there's some cheap last-minute flights and stuff. It could be done. I mean, but we'd have to let the hotel know. We'd have to. There would be some logistics involved in terms of number of people and the amount of time required. So I think you'd have to know probably by next week at least to make it work. You know, regardless of what the other how we get there. I mean, just to make it work on a functional basis, you'd probably have to know by next week. So because there would be other on-the-ground logistics that would have to happen, regardless of the expense. You know.
Okay, Neo's on the spot.
What are you thinking?
I guess the search committee needs to know then whether the board is going to want to have in-person interviews or not. I'm not clear on that.
Well, that's because that's why I asked, is the board going to meet again? And Nia was on the...
Yeah, Nia's next on the stack. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. I'm on the committee, and I know there's certain things that we can say in open session now, and, you know, certain things that we can't. But it seems to me that we should have a teleconference call with the PNB in order to discuss some of these things.
So,
okay, well, I mean, we could call a meeting, if a special meeting, if we need to. I don't know what's going on, really, with the ED CFO search committee. So I guess we'll... Hopefully you just keep us informed, keep the PNB informed, those of you on that committee.
Could we, Teresa here.
Back. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Would it be worth our while for the PNB to schedule an executive session 1 week from today to discuss whether the candidates that the search committee has come up with, either for ED or CFO? And I'm not quite sure, and one other question is, I'm not quite sure when anybody's going to check their references out. I think that definitely needs to be done before we pay for anybody to come in for a face-to-face interview.
This is, oh no, what happened to Nia?
Yeah, Nia, did you want to say something else?
I spoke already.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know if you were done.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I didn't hear what Nia said. Nia, what did you say?
I said that I think that we should have a teleconference meeting to discuss, well, whatever we can discuss in open session about the ED CFO search, because, you know, we really haven't done any reporting per se, and there are other things that we should do in executive session. So, but Alex just mentioned something about scheduling the all meetings for next week. But, of course, the PNB has priority over the committees.
Yeah. Okay. So, I just wanted to also support what Teresa proposed, that a week from Monday, she and I are also on the committee, so we have kind of a sense. The big question right now is, do we want them to be in-person interviews, ultimately? Within that context, we can take into consideration at Friday's meeting the variables that we've discussed at this meeting that need to be decided, but ultimately the board would have to make that decision. So I would support having both an executive session and a public session in order to report out. We haven't reported out on things we can, which is process, and you know, whatever else, things keep coming up. So I support a meeting for next week.
Okay, when will you know when's a good time to have it? Because we need to give 7 days' notice if it's going to be an open session. Or is it
well, I'm saying,
a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll second that.
So a week from tomorrow, you said? Who was that made that motion?
Teresa.
And Lydia second? Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to recommend that we have a PNB meeting, teleconference meeting, a week from tomorrow. Any discussion on that motion?
Teresa made it, and it was seconded by
Lydia?
Yes, I believe that's
yes,
right.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's an NFC meeting scheduled then also, but we got other meetings scheduled every day next week, so something's going to have to be bumped, I guess. I think we have an NFC meeting the next two Tuesdays.
Well, do you want to go with next right? Monday instead?
Well, there's a frat meeting then. So.
Frat's easier to bump, but is it a full 7 days?
It would be if it's scheduled today.
Okay. Well,
just, I don't know if we're ready to schedule it now.
Yeah, Bill, just for your consideration, I think it's reasonable that we will know how many, we'll probably have a good sense of how many people we're going to recommend by next week, but we certainly may not know if they're going to be available even for an in-person meeting, you know.
Right, but we'll be much clearer by then. We were very close on one.
Yeah, but there's just still going to be some open questions, is what I'm saying.
Right, of course.
Okay, well, I guess what people will probably want to know is what questions will you need the PNB to answer? What do you need the PNB to decide on this?
Right, but the questions can be like email because they're being vetted with HR and stuff like that. But now we're getting, you know, we're walking a very fine line. I'd strongly recommend that we have a meeting next week to ask all these questions, please.
Okay, is this going to be just executive session? I'm not sure what all the questions are going to be.
Both. Open and closed sessions. A regular meeting next, not a regular meeting, but you know what I'm saying, to deal with these things. It's very difficult to tiptoe around some of the issues, so.
Okay. So you're suggesting a week from tomorrow, that's the 12th, February 12th, open and closed session of the PNB.
That's correct.
I don't think I'm going to be able to say much more than I said tonight as far as the open session part of it goes. Anything else will have to be in the closed session.
Okay.
Yeah, but we won't know until we meet on Friday, so let's just schedule it and then...
Will the EDCFO search committee be know enough by then to make a recommendation, though?
That's what Alex just said. We think we'll be in much better shape.
By then, okay.
I think we'll know enough, but I mean, we may not actually have the recommendations yet, but we'll know, we'll have a pretty good sense of how many people we might be recommending.
Yeah.
Just put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, Teresa, did you want to say something?
Can I be on the stack?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa. Tell me, Lydia, people, why an open session? Why do we have to have it open? If we're talking about the final specifics of how we're going to select these people, why does it have to be an open session?
No, I just said because the last time we have changed our process and timeline since our last open session. And so we need to just report out. We're going to have more about that open session timeline at our next meeting. We have not been good about doing that. Before we adjourn on Friday night, we should decide what we're going to report out and do so in open session. This is a CPB requirement. You can't keep process is not executive session material.
Yeah, I agree with Lydia. How it's done, the process should be public. Does that answer the question, though, Teresa?
I still don't understand. Why do we have to literally have a meeting and probably take up about, you know, half an hour or 40 minutes getting everybody on the phone for an open session just to say what the process is going to be?
It's a CPB requirement.
Lydia, if I can say something.
Go ahead, Alex.
We changed some of the timeline at the last meeting, which was a closed session. I think if you want to fulfill that requirement, what we could do is simply report out the changes in the timeline in minutes that we can post.
Yes, and anything else along those lines that we decide on Friday. We discussed some other variables when we ended the meeting on Friday, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm saying we could report it out and fulfill the CPB requirements. I don't think it necessarily requires an open meeting of the PNB. But.
I do.
This is Nina.
Okay, and just remind everybody, we have the motion right now. We need to decide is if we're going to recommend an open, a PNB meeting on the 12th. So go ahead, Nia.
I mean, I really think we should. We have enough issues. I would leave it as that about things that we're not doing and we're not. In terms of this process, I am really appealing to people to let's have an open session. Whatever we can change, let's be transparent with it. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, you could also approve minutes. You guys have minutes to be approved. Just approve those minutes, but just have it doesn't have to be a long open session.
All right. Okay, so, and the only thing would be this plus approved minutes? Is that what you're suggesting? Or whatever I guess it's whatever the PNB decides to
yeah,
add to the agenda.
Can someone put this on the calendar? Thanks. Take a vote just on having it, and then...
Yeah, I'm hoping we can do that. Are there any objections to us recommending that we schedule? Or, well, I guess we can go ahead and schedule it. We have enough people on the call to call the meeting. So, the 12th, any objections to doing that?
Without objection.
Okay, hearing no objections, then we'll schedule a PNB meeting a week from tomorrow on February 12th. Okay, any more questions for Alex so we can let him go? Okay, well, thank you, Alex. Keep us informed about the...
Point of information?
Oh, yeah, go ahead,
can
Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Am I clear? We're going to have an open session and an executive session next Tuesday.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else for Alex? Okay, well, thanks, Alex.
Okay, good night.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Good night, Alex. Thank you.
Good night, Alex.
Okay, so back
so
to...
So is that next Monday or next Tuesday?
That's Tuesday, the 12th.
Tuesday.
Okay, thanks.
Week from tomorrow. Okay, so we need to get back to the agenda for the in-person meeting. Are there any objections to what Summer was kind of outlining back regarding the general daily schedule?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, are we starting with Friday? I mean, are we going day by day? What are we doing today? You need to...
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that would apply to every day, but yeah, we can go by day by day.
Okay.
If you want to start
okay,
with Friday,
then on Friday,
fine.
You know, because we have so many new people, and I know that since Summer's been on the board, she said that I assume that's what she was referring to. It certainly wasn't before that Friday was always executive session. Prior to that time when I was on the board, the seating of the board members took place in open session, and there was an orientation. And actually, when we were here in LA, although we did, have an earlier executive session, and then, in fact, it was Andy who helped give an orientation to the board. I think that orientation is really important. I think I would favor having the open session with the orientation in public session first, and then going into executive session on Friday. That would be my preference. Of course, in the evening, not. But I'm vague about what we're doing Friday night. So, that's usually when the listeners show up is for the evening session, I thought, or a late session when they get off of work, but. But in terms of, so I'm not going to address that part, but I think that we should first have an open session, have an orientation from Andy, a board orientation, and so on and so forth. I just think that that's what we always used to do, and I think that was a really good practice.
Okay.
So who was that one to speak?
Summer,
okay, go ahead,
yeah,
Summer.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I mean, I basically agree with Lydia, and I wasn't saying we didn't do any open session on Friday. We did basically that last year in Los Angeles. Andy gave an orientation in the morning on board responsibilities at the beginning of Friday session, and then we went into close.
Right.
But I think the reason we've generally done most of Friday in close is just because it's a weekday, so we have less public attendance.
Mm.
So yeah. I'm not saying, I mean, we had talked earlier, Bill and Teresa and I, about possibly doing board training on the first morning. So I think we're all on the same page. It's just how many hours of that in open session do we do the entire morning session open? But certainly Friday has worked well for doing a good chunk of closed session, regardless of whether it's legal updates or financial matters or employment things. And so do Monday mornings, except for people's unavailability. Andy preferred not to be available the entire 4 days if he didn't have to be. So he'd like it if we could fit him in, you know what I mean, like do a good chunk of whatever we need with him on Friday. It kind of depends on what may develop, you know, between now and next week if there's some, you know, adjustment to that. But I'm open to, like, you know, I mean, do we want to do 2 hours in open session Friday morning, you know, 9 to 11, and then do 2 hours of close up until lunch? You know, it's up to the board, obviously, what you think would be best on that. But I do think, like, the afternoon session that we did that and closed on Friday certainly worked well. I'm probably going to want part of the, and might be okay to do it on Monday, I'm going to want a little chunk of time to deal with New York real estate matters because there are things moving quickly, and I'm hoping to have something to actually bring to the board by the meeting that will require some attention. But, you know, we can figure out where to put that because that will be a closed session issue as well. So.
Campbell,
so I don't know. Campbell?
Yes. One thing that I think would be very important as to why to have an open session is that it's going to be, I think, critical to have confidentiality statements signed before you have a closed session. Because otherwise it's not necessarily going to be closed, because some people may be very open with their comments about it. So it'll be necessary to have the confidentiality statement signed and, you know, so that you can proceed to a closed session.
Okay, well, I'd like to suggest that I think what we generally have done is, seat the new members, seat everybody. And then the first thing we need to do is elect pro tem officers. And then we could have election of, as what we've done in the past, the more permanent officers for the year, maybe the last day. Does that seem reasonable? And that
Bill, when are you saying to do the actual election of officers?
Well, maybe the last day, or Sunday or Monday, but have the pro tem officers need to be elected first, I guess. Before we go,
we don't normally wait that long. We usually do it within the first day. I mean, it's never been done past Saturday. I've never seen us wait the entire weekend to elect the permanent officer.
Okay. Well, maybe I forget.
Didn't do that 3 years ago. We didn't do it 2 years ago. We didn't do it last year. I mean, my first day on the board 3 years ago in D.C., I was the interim chair for till lunch, and we elected permanent officers after lunch. We didn't even wait one full day. It was like 4 hours of pro tem, and then officers were all elected that afternoon. So I don't think that's, there have been arguments, I don't have them all in front of me, but that, you know, that really there's no reason to wait 3 or 4 days, and we've never done that. So I think, you know, I think we waited till Saturday last year. So that was because we were in closed session all day Friday.
Okay. Well, maybe I just forget. But we need to at least elect pro tem officers first thing in open session. And then on the executive session in the afternoon, I assume we'll be going into legal updates. Let Andy do that. Is that talking about?
Yeah, he's putting together a report for us, and that'll be in the afternoon.
Any idea how long that would need, that we need for that?
No.
So I'm sure there'll be lots of Q&A, 2 or 3 hours or something like that?
Well, I kind of wanted to be able to just have that afternoon session for legal. If there's some financial that goes with it, you know what I mean, that's fine. But that block from the afternoon of, after lunch until we break for the reception and dinner, I would like to have that so that we can utilize Andy to the fullest, okay?
Okay. Who else want to be on the stack?
Oh.
Well, we're talking about Friday at least. Okay. Do we want to schedule a public comment each day? You know, we used to not have but 30 minutes a day for 3 days, and we've really expanded that a lot. But I'm not sure we can afford to take an hour or an hour and a half every day.
Well, I think someone's trying to be heard.
Okay.
I do like to do public comment every day, but Monday, because normally we have closed session Monday and not much of the public shows up, except we've done it when, you know, occasionally, and it's a very short day. But I think, you know, it's nice to take a half hour if we have open session on Friday, and
the weekends I'd like to do an hour because people do like to be heard, but if we're having only 8 hours of meeting day each day, that may be a little difficult, but we certainly would want to have, I mean, I'd like to have more public comment on the weekend because you generally have more members of the public, so, you know, it's frankly, if we could get back from lunch in a timely fashion, you know what I mean, we could have slightly longer public comment. I think what we've done before is a half hour on Fridays and an hour on Saturday and Sunday. I'm open to just having a half hour each day, and if we need to, we expand it and break a little later for dinner. But I would think we should do it every day except for Monday because that's, you know, such a short day. And I would suggest that we do 2 hours in the morning. Maybe the entire first half of Friday is open session, you know, because we elect officers pro tem. We go through board responsibilities. Teresa had mentioned someone who does some good, you know, team building. You know, what do boards do? You know, putting us on a more positive plane of, you know, really working together to serve the foundation. Public comment. I mean, conceivably, we could use the entire session in the morning until we break for lunch in open session, then go to closed session Friday afternoon. Maybe, I think we elected permanent officers on Saturday morning last year, or maybe it was the afternoon, but work out what our public schedule looks like for most of Saturday and Sunday, unless there's some carryover, you know, closed session stuff that we need to handle for. And then I take closed again on Monday to handle maybe some real estate stuff. That's my overall suggestion. So,
okay, when real estate, Monday, did you say?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, we need closed session. It's a different set of lawyers. I won't need Andy for anything to do with New York real estate, okay? If we need a lawyer, we'll be using our pro bono lawyer from New York if it's appropriate for a lawyer to come in and talk to us. You know, I mean, anything that I would have to bring to the board regarding New York would be utilizing New York talent. So it wouldn't have to coincide with Andy's schedule and desire not to be there till the very end, you know, because it's not he takes a completely hands-off approach on these multi-state real estate matters and, you know, wants me to find, you know, we have local counsel there that's good. So I think that might make sense.
Did Teresa or somebody else wanting to say something a minute ago?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
Yes, I think it would be good. Dina Colbert has offered to do a session, and I think she would like at least 2 hours. And last time we wanted to do development and it got put off and then just kind of, I don't know whether it ever really happened. And then it was kind of made as like an option and people like straggled in and some people I feel just never took it seriously. I think it would be important to start off with training. And I would like to give Dina Colbert 2 hours. She has been on the, she's been a programmer at WBAI, and she is a mentor and a coach. And she's very active with Grassroots Radio Conference, and she mentors and coaches radio stations. And her approach would be to get us from going from the I to the we. And I think this would really make a difference in the way we conduct our business.
Okay, so you're suggesting...
Hello, Tracy for the stack.
Let me just... Okay, hold on a second. So, Teresa, you're suggesting have a couple hours of that after we do a couple hours legal orientation? Or... It sounds like we're going to have about a five-hour morning session. That's what I'm wondering on Friday.
Well, I think we need to give some thought to you know, what our attitude will be like if we start with the legal stuff, with the new people, without making sure that we're on the same page and we have a good, healthy attitude about what board members do.
I'm just trying to figure where to put it in.
How we do it.
Yeah. But that's okay. Let's go to Tracy.
Okay. I'm going to make a slight alternative route to what Teresa is pointing out. I think it's fine to do a session with Dina. I don't object to it, but I have found that when we, sometimes at the beginning when we spend too much time on orientation, then we get very rushed getting through the business that we have to get through, and when it comes to the first board meeting of the year, there are very specific things like officer elections and committees and getting confidentiality things signed, and we've got EDCFO pressure on us and a number of other things. And I know people are concerned about the real estate in New York and D.C. and the state of the finances. I think that it might be a more productive session for the board as a whole if we didn't stick it there on the first day. Instead, we tried to get through some of the business that we have to get through and put it a little bit later in the agenda, because I think people will be feeling pressured. And under that set of circumstances where they're trying to find out all of this stuff about what's going on and what's on their plate, is maybe not the best time for the kind of workshop that Teresa's suggesting. So my feeling is that that might be better on Sunday or Monday when we're getting towards the end of the meeting. I mean, A, people are getting tired. B, I think people will feel better after they've gotten into the swing of things a bit, after they feel like they know a little bit more about what this board is going to be like and what, you know, they have more information to work with. So my preference would be that we put that towards the end of the meeting, and I think it will work better there. I've seen us constantly try to front load the first day with various kinds of workshops, and I've never seen it work very well. I think the right time for that is kind of later on. So I think Sunday might be a good day, and I think Monday morning might be okay. But
this
I would
Lydia.
Be inclined not to stick that in Friday.
This is Lydia.
Lydia first, and then Summer.
And then Mia, please.
Well, of course, Teresa and I were on the board together before. And actually, due to some work that Teresa had done at those previous board meetings, actually we benefited, in my opinion, by having some process and some orientation things happen on Friday. It brings the board together. It gives you the opportunity to interact at a level and, you know, relax into it before, you know, you get into, like, a lot of the heavy things. So I would support, I mean, that's why we have them on Friday, and I strongly support doing this on Friday. So, and I applaud Teresa for bringing this to our attention.
Okay, Nia?
Yes, I would like to associate myself with what Lydia and Teresa said in terms of having on Friday. Also, I think it's important to, for people's expectations to be set. And in 2009 in L.A., I think we had, I forgot the name of the woman who did it. And a lot of people, you know, they were quite enlightened. They didn't know certain things. I can't tell you exactly what those things were. But for people who've been on the LSB for a year, they really don't have as much experience that way as they should. Some people, and I think it's good to do it right up front so that during the course of the weekend, people will know how to comport themselves responsibly. You know what I mean? And how a board is supposed to really function and what the roles and responsibilities of directors are. So I do support, although I am terming out, yay! I won't be there, but I think it should be done. First thing Friday morning.